The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, he throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a pretty intense scene, and I don't know, there's a particular way to read it, and we think Jesus is like nonchalant, you know, like this one only comes out with prayer, right? Like, what were you guys doing? But we must imagine that all of the exorcism ministry of Jesus and his apostles was grounded in prayer. And so what is this? This kind can only come out through prayer. It must be there's new intensity, there's new fervor and new focus for the disciples and for Jesus himself in this now second phase post-transfiguration mission of his. And I think that's interesting in itself, right? That's the last passage that we read that comes before this in the Gospel of Mark, is the transfiguration. We might think that, you know, our Christian lives are like a steady march to the peak of the mountain. We just have to, we've committed to Jesus and we're climbing up the mountain with him, right? But what do we see? The road doesn't get any easier for the apostles as they continue this journey with him. In fact, it gets much harder. And it gets much harder because they're entrusted with a greater share of Jesus' mission, his ministry. And so they need more intensity, more fervor, more focus in prayer. Right, just as the mission grows, as the ministry entrusted to them, read you, grows, they, read you, need more prayer and need more focus in prayer. So I think we can put behind us the idea that, you know, the early phase of our Christian life is the difficult one. It may be difficult in terms of rehabituating ourselves to the life of grace, to discovering what the ways of love actually are, how the church teaches us to live, to be say, responsible, missioned members of the body of Christ. Yeah, that's a readjustment. That's a reorientation. But as we follow Jesus, we should not expect things to get easier. We should not be able to expect to put it in neutral, right, or coast down the mountain. It's not there. And the more powerful our, say, spiritual experiences are, right, the more powerful our experience of God revealing himself to us and our seeing the curtain pull back on the glory and majesty and grandeur of God, the more we become responsible for making that glory and majesty and splendor known to the world. And again, it all requires prayer. But let me just give one thing and I'll get out of here. This really is about our measures of success, what we believe success to be, and how we're going to measure it. And the answer, and it's to be pondered for us, I think, today and in all days, is that faithfulness is success. Fidelity to Jesus, following Jesus faithfully, that's success. And there's growth in that to be had by us each and every single day, right? Each and every day. And we can make this prayer our own, right? I do believe, help my unbelief. What is belief? Belief is entrusting ourselves to another. Belief is entrusting ourselves to Jesus. I do believe, but I have to recognize that I also do not believe. I do believe. Jesus, help my unbelief. Even the work of faithfulness to Jesus is Jesus' work, and we cooperate with him there. Jesus, I do believe. I entrust myself to you. Help me where I do not. Help my unbelief.